Blog Talk Radio.
It's radio. Yes, it is Thursday. And you guys know what that means. It is another edition of Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. Of course, that was music from Alexander O'Neill from his debut album from 1985. That is called A Broken Heart. Kid Men, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. So make sure you tune in and hang out with me every Thursday from 8. Well, actually, yes, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, I'm in the Central Time Zone, but, you know, it's only fair to give props to Eastern Time Zone. I guess that's the standard. So 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Man, I got music on the way. Let's see. I got some. I'm going to throw some in there. I'm going to throw anything in there. I might got some Starpoint in there. I may have some Mary J. Blige. And who knows? Who knows? I got some funk from Lakeside. You never know how that works for me. So make sure you guys tune tuning in. I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. Make sure you go to SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get a cool mug, get some merchandise, some hats, some T-shirts. Like I said, a Solar Records Radio mug. And I think we still have some masks because of COVID, because we're still kind of maneuvering through the COVID thing. I know it's been 3 years, but I had a friend that ended up going to a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and he had a doubt. He was boosted, didn't really have any too much of effects. He was just a little sick, had a little fever, but he's doing a lot better. So I want to encourage all the listeners out there to make sure and stay protected, stay covered. If you have to go out, just make sure you have a mask and keep yourself safe out there. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started. I love music from across the pond, so it's only fair to start off with one of my favorites from 1986. This is music from 52nd Street. It's called Tell Me How It Feels. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Stay.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. And, of course, that's music from the lovely Miss Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Of course, Ain't Nobody from 1983. Before that, from 1990, of course, formerly from the group Atlantic Star, the lovely Miss Barbara Weathers. Name of the song is called The Master Key. And, of course, started off the block, giving you a little soul from across the pond. Yes, music from 52nd Street. Tell Me How It Feels. We've got an hour and 41 minutes. Got plenty of time to jam with you. I got plenty of jams for you. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go to solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. You want to support the show. Also, we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. And I'm kind of keeping it mellow right now because I haven't played this young lady in a long time. Of course, what you hear in the background from 1992, music from the lovely Shantae Moore. Name of the song is called Love's Taking Over, and it's taking over tonight. Solar Records Radio, keep it locked right here. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course. That music, you know, it's one of those things. That song really doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to do one anyway. The music from Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Elements from 1977. Of course, that is what you call fantasy. It's just one of those beautiful songs, man. It's just, it stays with you. And probably 100, 200 years down the road, someone's going to play fantasy somewhere, whatever on their, I don't know, dinosaur with a CD player. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. Of course, again, that was music from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Fantasy. Before that, the lovely Miss Brenda Russell, 1979 classic, Way Back When. Of course, you guys remember she had a beautiful song in 1988 called Piano in the Dark that I loved as a kid. But that was one of her, as a matter of fact, Way Back When, I used to hear that song in kindergarten. 1979. It's just one of those songs you remember. You remember, you know, Odyssey, Native New Yorker as a kid. You know, you remember Foxy, Get Off, because, you know, I used to roller skate. And you hear all of that great music. Of course, the lovely Miss Brenda Russell, and of course, started off the block, the lovely, I say that again, the lovely Miss Shantae Moore from 1992. The name of the song is called Love's Taken Over. Giving props to a lot of the ladies tonight. I had to hook, you know, Barbara Weathers, and then, of course, I'm going to play Starpoint a little later on. Of course, the lovely Miss Renee Diggs, rest in peace. I had the biggest crush on her, you know, Object of My Desire. It was over for me. It was over. But anyway, I digress. Definitely rest in peace, Queen. Got more music on the way. You guys keep it locked right here. You know what? I'm in the mood. Because I feel like I can play, you know, anything I want, right? I'm kind of, you know, giving a shout-out to all the ladies out there, all the female artists out there doing their thing. And this is one young lady that I love and always going to love. And hopefully, you never know, she can come on the show, hang out with me. Of course, one of my favorite albums, Get Loose. 1982, the lovely Miss, I said lovely again, Evelyn Champagne King, Back to Love. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio from the Your Wish Is My Command album. Of course, you guys, that song and that group really don't need an introduction. Of course, that is Lakeside, 1981 classic. Something about that woman. It's something about that woman. Of course, again, Your Wish Is My Command, 1981. And a newer generation got a feel of that song in 2004 thanks to the movie. If you guys remember the movie, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, they use that song. And I'm like, someone knows what they're doing playing that song. Of course, before that, music from the group Starpoint. Of course, rest in peace to the lovely Renee Diggs, from 1982. I'm still in 2004. 1982, Bring Your Sweet Lovin' Back. And from that same year, from her Get Loose album, I think the album went double platinum. Lovely Miss Evelyn Champagne King, Back to Love. And oh my God, you know what? He should have introduced the Lakeside song because he know those cats. He know those cats personally. The gentleman I'm speaking of course, is my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. He is on the East Coast hanging out. What's up, man?
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, man? You are jamming tonight. And
so
I'm enjoying
it. That woman. Love that, man. Love when Otis comes in.
I love it, too.
He hit that high note, man. God, I love that song. And I went in your stash,
yes,
by the way.
Stay in your lane. Hey, man, that was good. It's good. I enjoy, you know, when I'm listening to that song, something about that woman, man, it's just the feel of music is was so different back then. And man, I really appreciate it. I really, really feel the difference now. And it is just something special that time had to offer. And prior to that, with the Motown stuff and Philly International and stuff, it was just a wonderful investment and music and stuff that came out of those companies. And then now I get to hear what Solar did when I'm listening to Lakeside as you're playing it and just enjoying it in a different way, specifically today. Just listening to it that moment, it caught me off guard. I was like, ooh, the hair is going up on my arms. And, I mean, it's not like you said, it's in my stash. I know the song. I play it all the time. But it just caught me off guard, just like this rain did right now. I'm
How
in Virginia,
say it
man.
You off? I always go in your stash, if that's what you're talking about. I always go in your stash, especially when it comes to playing a lot of Solar stuff, because I call you Solar Man. You Solar Man.
Well, no, it didn't catch me off guard that you played it. It caught the emotion that I felt.
The emotion of the song. I understand. I'm just messing with you. But, Your Wish is My Command, one of those albums to me, of course, when you think about, the Fantastic Voyage album and, of course, the Untouchables album, of course, my favorite because I love the artwork. As a kid, I was and when we had Otis on the show a couple of years back, I was always fascinated with their album covers because the drawings, the illustrations, they had a certain theme in every album. They were Robin Hood in this album. They were Raiders of the Lost Ark in this album. They were pirates on this album. They were gangsters.
Right, right.
I mean, it was just so, it was so amazing, that I always anticipated their album as a kid because I wanted to know, who drew it or the type of caricature the illustration that would be on the album cover. Because I already knew the music was going to be tight. I already knew that.
Right.
but again, I was as a 7, 8, 9-year-old kid, waiting for my uncle to buy those albums, I was just anticipating, who are they going to be this time? And again, that's the feeling that I have, man. But I want to transition. But go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Finish your thought. But I wanted to transition on something since I got you on. But go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Oh no. I was just saying, that feeling caught me off guard. Just like I was just I'm in Virginia and I'm traveling from Atlantic City back to Texas. And so we stopped here in Virginia to get some rest, and I decided to stay an extra day because the rest felt good. And I was just walking out to my car, and as I was walking up to my car, bam, rain just came out of nowhere. We can't get any rain in Texas. So it caught me off guard. I was like, oh, my God, this rain just came out of nowhere. So I'm going back inside. This beautiful timeshare that Wyndham has provided for us, and it's very lucky that we are blessed with these timeshares, man. Get to travel all around the country and stay in beautiful places. It's just awesome. So go ahead, what's your thought?
Definitely. No, definitely, man. Again, be safe out there. Stay dry. I wanted to kind of know your take on it because, of course, earlier in the week, we lost really an icon, and that gentleman I'm talking about, of course, he was 92 years old, the late great, the legendary Clarence Avon. When everyone called him the Black Godfather, I mean, he's basically, I mean, catapulted a lot of careers and got people in touch with certain people.
Man, well, tell me a little bit more about this brother, man. Don, can you hear me? Don Fleming, are you there?
in. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to jump in and throw a song. It's not a throw a song, but, of course, that's music from D-Train, Keep On, from 1981. For some reason, my call dropped. My phone just dropped. So I apologize for that. And Wardell, let me my apologies to you. I don't know what happened. I still have bars here. You know, when we had the interview with Robin Charles,
yes,
it kind of did the same thing to me. It did the same. Luckily, I finished the interview, and probably right around when you guys called me or getting ready to call me, the show just, I was like, you know what? I don't know what's going on with this phone. I don't know what's going on with my signal, but I'm back. What were we talking about? Oh, Clarence Avon, the Black Godfather. I mean, this man has catapulted careers and just who's who as far as black music. You know, this man was to me, a figurehead. And, you know, he was 92 years old. I guess my question to you before, you know, we had the gremlin came and, you know, mess with the equipment. How was your proximity with Clarence Avon, man? Did you ever get, you know, have any contact with him or, you know, just had any ties with him or anything?
Well, we did have contact. But his office was right around the corner from Solar. And so, you know, we had a lot of contact. But, you know, I did not have a personal relationship with him, unfortunately. But I just knew of him and we, you know, see each other. Hello. Hey, how you doing? And all that kind of stuff. But there was no reason for me to have a relationship with him unless he needed me to play drums or something for, you know, one
right.
of his groups or something. And so it just was never that thing. But, you know, of course, we all knew about him and the legacy that he left is amazing. I mean, he's done a lot. I mean, they did a movie and he's the Godfather. And they, I mean, it's like everybody knew Clarence Avon. So, he definitely left his thumbprint in the music industry, and rest in peace, my brother. And good gracious, I tell you, how old was he? You said was he 90?
I think he was 92, and of course we had it was the tragedy of losing his wife a couple of years ago in Beverly Hills, in California. I think, you know, she was killed, but of course.
I thought
course,
it was Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills, I'm sorry. It's
yeah,
something with hills
Baldwin.
In it. So, but yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I said Anna B. With hills
B-H. Yeah, but,
so,
but
yeah.
Yeah, Jacqueline Avon, and it's just crazy how, you know, he went through that a couple of years back, and of course now, you know, he's no longer with us, so definitely remember him and remember his legacy and what he's done. I mean, with Taboo Records, I mean, Alexander O'Neal, Sherelle, you know, Saturday Love, all, you know, SOS Band, you know, getting kind of catapulting Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to work with Janet and get all the minutia. Because apparently he was the man that didn't want to deal with a lot of, apparently from the stories that I hear, he didn't want to deal with a lot of red tape. You know, getting this person with this person. He was the man that handled all of that and say, hey, if you want to work with this person, work with them. I'll take care of this. I'll do all of this for you. As a matter of fact, getting, you know, Jimmy Jam told a story about how him and Terry hooked up with Janet. And, of course, they had to go through Joe because she was getting ready to fire her dad as the manager. And, you know, everyone's like, well, you got to go through Joe Jackson. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of anticipating that might be a difficult task, but apparently Clarence, you know, came through, and the rest is history on the Control album. And of course, Rhythm Nation, it was just, you know, Clarence Avant was the man that was kind of behind that, and getting, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to work with, you know, groups like the Human League. The Human League came to Minneapolis, if you remember the song Human by the Human League. I mean, that was all Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That was Clarence Avant. So, again, this man has left a very impenetrable mark on the industry, especially when it came to black music, and he will definitely be missed, man. He will definitely be missed. So,
well, yeah. So, what else can we say, man? I mean, you know, it's just what an amazing career he had, and so I'm so happy for him. And I, you know, 92, we should be celebrating his life and not really mourning his death. Because he was, you know, he lived a full life. He was really blessed, and he did an amazing job with it when it comes down to music. And so just very happy, very proud of him, and glad to have rubbed shoulders with him.
I know, man. It's just so amazing, you know, that you were able to, you know, be at least in the proximity of all this history. Not only that you are a part of history, not only that you played drums for some of the most illustrious people in the industry, I mean, you were able to, you know, kind of rub elbows. Even the saying, oh, his office was right around my corner, we said hi. I mean, the fact that, you know, there was an impact there. You know, you knew this man. I'm sure this man knew your talents. So, you know, it was kind of like... I'm just saying, it's just one of those things that, you know, when we talked about, again, I'm going to bring it up again, I'm sorry, we talked about Denise Williams, we talked about, you know, we got a chance to was blessed to interview her, and the fact that while you enjoyed her career, she was watching your career, she was watching what you guys were doing in Dynasty. She was a big fan of Solar Records, man, and I know it seems like it came as a shock to you, but, I mean, all your contemporaries, man, there's inspiration. We draw inspiration from – it seems like we draw inspiration from everyone from a distance. And a lot of people don't even know it. You didn't even know Denise watched your career as you watched hers. I mean, it's just thing. You never know. Go ahead.
It's just like with, you know, stars, people that are – you know, stars, and they were there before you, and then as you come up behind them, you're thinking that they're just looking forward. They're not looking behind. They don't, you know, just smoke behind. They let smoke, and, you know, and they're just moving forward. You don't think that they're turning around going, hey, what's that? Who's that? Wow, that's good. Maybe I should go in. You don't think that happens, but that's exactly what happens all the time, because they want to be a part of what's happening now, you know, and so they are always listening, and actors are always, you know, looking for the next, you know, writer for, you know, with a great script that they can use, you know, to bless them. So they always thought that they were looking forward, and they weren't looking behind, but they're always looking behind. And so that's why when she said that, I was like, wow, okay. That's very nice, because I thought, you know, she's just looking forward, you know. And so, but it, what a blessing it is, man. Just have her on the
You can
on
tell
the
it was genuine. It was a genuine.
Yeah.
You can tell it was a genuine mutual respect there. You know, you can tell when someone's just being phony, when someone's like, I watched it. But I mean, she was just so sweet. You can just listen to her and just tell the fact that she admired you. The fact that even someone like, you know, a brother like Hubert Eaves, you know, someone like him, you know, we just played D-Train. Hubert Eaves being a part of M2May, how M2May and Reggie Lucas watch what Leon Silva and you guys were doing over at Solar. There had to have been that mutual respect there, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, oh, man, this is good, man. You're stimulating my brain here. You got me thinking about all kind of stuff now.
Don't get too much of a big head. We got 46 minutes left. We got don't get too big. Don't get too big headed. I'm just saying. 45 minutes left of the show.
I'm so frustrated with the politics right now. They just really got me frustrated. So I don't want to get you going.
Don't you do it. Don't you get me started. Don't do it.
I'm not. But man, they get on my nerves. I can't even. I try to turn on the news just to see what's going on in the world, and all they talk about is what's happening here. But I do have to say something outside of politics that's big newsworthy, and I mean it's really sad what happened in Hawaii, man. When that
prayers to Hawaii and Maui, yes. Prayers, man.
No, man, it just breaks my heart. It's just, you know, so many people are still missing and. You know, and it's just so sad. I mean, it's such a beautiful land. And they were, like, really frustrated because they didn't get a warning. They're like, why didn't we get a warning that this was happening? It was coming. And nobody can really answer that question. They haven't gotten that question answered yet. And so it's just really sad. And people were jumping out in the ocean to survive.
Jumping out in the ocean.
There's sharks out there.
Wow.
And the guy was like, there was a moment when we were out in the ocean and we didn't know which way the land was because the fire was so big.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know which way was land. They're just in the water. They went down under the water to stop from getting burned, and the fire is over the water. And while they're under the water, they didn't know which way was, you know, back to the land. And whoa, man, that is just so sad and so scary. And I just, my heart goes out to those people, and I just pray for their families. And, oh, man, the ones that lost their life, I pray for their souls, you know, and it's just so sad. And I really don't even know how to start it. I have no idea how this fire started. Do you?
No. I saw Maui fire, like massive fire in Maui, and I was like, oh, good grief. Uh-oh. It's another, you know, just straight up wildfires. And apparently the death toll, if I'm not mistaken, the death toll rose to over 110 people.
Oh, yeah.
So... They're continuing to find. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are. I'm sorry for cutting you off. But also, I want to be aware of that there's a hurricane or whatever that is coming up to California right now, and that hasn't happened since 1936 or 26 since they had. Hurricane come up there. So it's like they can't figure it out, and it should be hitting, coming to land within the next 4 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people in California don't even know. It's because they don't have anything to go off of because it's been so long. They don't know what to expect, how to deal with it. What a mess this is. And so, and it's coming in into Southern California, kind of crazy. And so I pray for those people that they're safe as well.
Indeed, man. You know, I can only imagine what they're going through. I can't imagine, you know, but again, my prayers are with them. And, you know, send whatever aid, whatever type of federal aid that needs to be sent to them. We don't need to deal with the, and I'm going to say it briefly, we can't get into this minutia of politics. I mean, these are American citizens. These are our people. It's only common sense to me be the humanitarians that we're supposed to be and send us whatever type of aid they need, whatever type of, you know, aid to go to the, well, I hate to say it, you know, the insurance companies or whatever, but as far as aid to get those folks get compensated through their insurance and things like that, man, because right now I know it's only a matter of time before advantageous insurance companies or whatever is going to try to deny people's claims. So we just need to take care of them. So and help as much as we can. You know, when there's people talk about red states and blue states and all these things and sending aid. No, if it's in Alabama, if the tornadoes are hitting Alabama or Iowa or whatever, send aid. Help those people. You know, whether they voted for you or didn't. This is just, you can't think like that. So, but anyway, I'm praying for the people in Maui and all around those areas because of those wildfires, man. Again, 111 reported dead and thousands missing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Good. I'm glad you said that, you know, in regards to just do what you got to do to protect each other and bless one another, because we lost a lot of people over there in Hawaii. Now you got a warning. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. You can prepare for it and protect the citizens of the United States with liberty and justice for all. For all.
Well said. Well said. We got about 39 minutes left of the show. Of course, let's get into some music. Of course, we talked about the late, great Clarence Avon and Taboo Records. Let's take it back. 1984. Music from the SOS Band. No One's Gonna Love You. You guys keep it locked right here, because guess what? It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
I'm not afraid to
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, giving you an underground classic from 1982. That is music from the Valentine Brothers. That's called Just Let Me Be Close to You. Before that, of course, music from John B. from his Cool Relax album, 1997. 1998, love that song, of course, They Don't Know. That's just like the slow jam of slow jams to me. You know, a little blue-eyed soul, too. A lot of people didn't know that this cat was white till they saw the music video. And everyone was like, oh, my God, hold on. He did a song a couple of years earlier, if I'm not mistaken, on the Bad Boys soundtrack, you know, with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. He did a song with Babyface called Someone to Love. So a lot of people were kind of introduced to John B. that way. And, of course, you know, 96 was kind of a, you know, quiet year. 97 comes, Cool Relax comes. This song blows up. The video comes. So a lot of new John B. fans did not know that this cat was white. Even the songs that he did with Tupac. He did a couple of songs with Tupac. And I think a song called Are You Still Down. A lot of people didn't know that John B. was a white cat. But my man is soulful. Just one of my favorite artists of the 90s. Soulful cat, you know, again. You making good music, you making good music. And Cool Relax was one of those songs, one of those albums that it was a press play album. Just an amazing artist. Still out there doing it, still out there doing shows. And he needs to come to Little Rock. I'd be out there too. Don't listen to you, you know, singing just the same, you know. Ain't no shame. You get older, you know, cats, you know, brothers have got that. What's the word I'm looking for? Got that macho-ness. You know, like, it's one of those things that we'll just stand back and be like, we too cool to dance, or we too cool to, you know, recite the lyrics. No, I'm going to be up there too. John! I'll be up there. Don't listen to you. Anyway, started off the show, so we'll start it off the block. Sounds of Success Man, of course, a.k.a. the SOS Man, 1984, No One's Gonna Love You. We got about 19 minutes left, a little bit at the home stretch, but got a little time for you. So I'm going to do another quick block, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to say my goodbyes. Hopefully we can get Mr. Wardell Potts back on and hang out with us and say his goodbyes. And, of course, want to remind you tomorrow, it is celebrating. We're celebrating a Solar Weekend, kicking off a Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, playing a lot of great artists from this wonderful label, and songs adjacent. Every now and then, I like to hit you with some songs that were Solar inspired, or someone from that illustrious label played a song, like I'll play Gladys Knight, because Wardell played, you know, on the Visions album, he played drums on that. I mean, just a lot of, you know, I'll say Solar adjacent. Of course, we got Solar artists and Solar adjacent, so make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and of course, it's all good. It's all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Music from the Timex Social Club, 1986. Rumors, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, baby. Please don't hang up. I'm so sorry for all the things I said and all the things that I've done. Even when I said I didn't love you no more. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I just wanna be a lover.
You're listening to Still Our Records Radio, of course, closing out a little Glenn Jones. Glenn Jones, of course, is a friend of the show. Of course, that's 1990, Can We Try Again? Of course, before that, who did I play before that, Wardell? You remember? He's like, no.
No.
He got Wardell.
I just tuned in.
You don't know.
I just tuned in.
Tyrex Social Club, just, Rumors, 1986. Of course, I had to hook that. It was just two songs, but we got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Of course, going to wrap it up for us. But thank you so much for tuning in. Glenn Jones, man, I love – I'm a big Glenn Jones fan. Of course, he is a friend of the show. He was so gracious to come on my show when I had my radio show a few years back. And he remembered. He remembered. So we got to definitely get that brother back on, man. What a pleasant brother to talk to. And, of course, you have ties because you work with him.
Yep, that's right. Good brother. He's definitely an amazing singer and just a good man. And his beautiful wife, Zenobia. Much love, Zenobia. Shout out to
Miss Zenobia Diva. Yes.
Yes. So, oh yeah, we got a lot of history, and I'm just grateful for that.
Good. Well, man, I don't know. Are you on the board? I mean, you can close us out if you want.
No, I am not.
You're terrible.
Well, I'm in a timeshare.
I hear you. But tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., kicking off of Solar Weekend. Yes, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. I told everyone that we're going to play all the Solar Records and what I call Solar Adjacent, you know, as inspired Solar artists that were inspired by Solar or you know, all you guys, other projects you guys played on and things like that. So I'm definitely going to hook that up tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., so make sure you guys tune in. Final thoughts before we get out of here. Like, again, we got 6 minutes left of the show, man. Your goodbyes. And be careful once you get back on that road. But definitely, any final thoughts?
I got in the switchboard.
Oh, you're on the switchboard.
I got in. If you want me to, but no, it's all good if you're ready to play something. I just want to say, great show. Thank you so much. And I look forward to getting back to the studio next week and start chopping it up with you guys.
All right. Well, I tell you what. This song is only a couple. Well, you know what? Close us out. Take us home. We got 5.5 minutes left, so it is the floor is yours, man. Need to say your goodbyes again for Wardell Potts Jr. I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a good night. Wardell is going to close you out. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar, 3 to 5 p.m. Again, so make sure you tune in. Again, we are out. But, Wardell, please, play something.
Good night. Good night, you guys.
You hit me with your body.